In between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Cole Custer.
And Cole Custer has picked up the win.
The Falling is a production in the Motor Racing Network. The voice of NASCAR.
After an extended break, the NASCAR Xfinity Series is ready to get back at it today in the Irish Hills of Michigan. In fact, from this point on, it'll be hammered down for 13 straight weeks until we crown a champion in Phoenix. Speaking of hammered down, there will be a lot of full-throttle racing today on one of NASCAR's fastest tracks. This wide-sweeping two-mile oval carries some extra importance being in the backyard of the manufacturers. The favorites to win today might just come from the Ford camp. Before the Olympic break, Cole Custer and Riley Herbst had scored back-to-back victories at Pocono Raceway and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. If they want to make it three in a row for Stewart Haas Racing and the Blue Ovals today, they'll have to beat the likes of Justin Allgaier, who is hungry for his first Michigan win, and last year's winner, John Hunter Nemechek. The 2024 edition of the Cabo Wabo 250 is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
And we hope they enjoyed their summer, because the NASCAR Xfinity Series is back in action and set to take center stage here this afternoon at the Michigan International Speedway. 125 laps, 250 miles. Hello again. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. The entire Motor Racing Network team has assembled here. And Alex, after the break, has allowed these teams to recharge and reset. And today they tackle high speeds and drafting as they hit the high banks right here at Michigan.
Yeah, if it's anything today in the race like what we saw in the practice session yesterday, it will be highly entertaining. This thing looked like racing at Daytona or Talladega for a bit, with the draft kicking in as much as it did and the drivers really getting after it during their practice session yesterday afternoon. Today, however, much different conditions. The draft will absolutely come into play. However, I think it's gonna take a few laps for these drivers to feel out this racetrack after we've had rain showers throughout the day.
Today is the Cabo Wabo 250, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, running here in the Irish Hills, the 2 mile Michigan International Speedway. You said under different conditions. Let's start there as we welcome you into this afternoon's broadcast. We have been battling Mother Nature all day. If you joined us earlier for NASCAR practice, Cup Series practice and qualifying, you know that we got halfway through it and then Mother Nature hit, and that washed out the rest of the program. No qualifying for the Cup Series. We've been battling that ever since we got here.
Yeah, we have, and we've been battling it all afternoon. off and on. And we only had one real heavy rain come through the area. For the most part, it's been a heavy sprinkle or just a heavy mist that's come over, to the point where we had to stop practice, put the red flag out, Jeff, but we did not actually even put the track drying team out there. The jet blowers stayed in position. Nobody had to go out and try to dry the track. There is a 15 to 20 mile an hour consistent wind that has been blowing here today. That has helped keep things dry, but this last rain shower that came through was the heaviest, but the track is drying very, very quickly.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, pit road is dry, and here come the race cars. We'll update you on everything when we come back.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a gnocchi.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a four-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
Daytona always brings the drama.
Everything's on the line. The risk will be higher.
Three wide.
Look how insane this is.
Gunning to keep playoff hopes alive. Oh. It's now or never.
It's the most stressful night of racing that you'll ever go through.
For an unforgettable weekend of family fun, high wattage star power, and a front row seat full of fireworks. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series is next from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tallgrass Short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Welcome back to Michigan International Speedway. To our north, it is blue sky sunshine. To our south, it is black clouds and overcast. On pit road, it's dry, at least for the moment. And let's hear from today's poll winner. His name is Sheldon Creed. This is the Cabo Wabo 250. Steve Post from Halstead, Pennsylvania, right here at Michigan International Speedway.
Third career poll for Sheldon Creed. We're going to get to that. We're also going to get to some good history at Michigan, but Sheldon was in the news earlier today as well. Sheldon, your plans for the 2025 season were unveiled this morning. The Haas Factory Team Xfinity Series program, just describe the opportunity and the relief that you're locked into a good situation next year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously really excited for, you know, another great opportunity with Haas Factory. You know, it also helps getting the pole yesterday and having a fast, you know, Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. So a lot to look up towards and look forward to for next year, but also want to, you know, finish this year off really strong with my guys, and I feel like we can be a real threat of this championship.
You had indicated in the announcement that you want to walk in the door of the Haas Factory team as a race winner. You've got 13 chances to do it here. How do you do that? How do you guys keep moving forward, and where are you guys at big picture as far as this Joe Gibbs Toyota team?
Yeah, I mean, I think just keep doing what we've been doing. We've been pretty consistent, you know, a few races here and there with mechanical failures or whatever's happened. But, you know, we're tied for the most top fives in the series right now. And just need to keep plugging away and fighting and doing what we've been doing, getting poles. And, yeah, try to obviously lead more laps is a goal of mine, and win stages and need to start winning races. It's been 3 years of trying now. So, yeah. I'm out of excuses. Now it's time to put it all together.
finally, you burst onto the scene in the Arca Menard series. Your career first Arca win was here at Michigan. What's this place mean? What's it like coming back here and maybe doing the same thing in the Xfinity series here this afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, I've always enjoyed Michigan since my first time here in the Arca car, obviously getting my first win here, and this is a big place for manufacturers being right down the road from Detroit. So, yeah, I don't know. I've always loved this place. It's big, it's fast, and we have a new package this weekend for Xfinity. So, yeah, a little bit of learning for everyone. So it's nice just, you know, being able to adapt to something new and hopefully be on top of it.
Have fun.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Sheldon Creed. He's going to lead the field to green here today. See what he can do and maybe get that career first win here as he did in the Arca Menard series and the Xfinity series here this afternoon.
Could very well do it. He has put himself in position multiple times and just hasn't quite been able to seal the deal as of yet. Starting in the number six spot today after qualifying yesterday is the highest qualified Chevrolet Camaro, and that's Brandon Jones out of the Junior Motorsports Stables. Starting in position number six, but he's got a lot more on his plate and a lot more that he would like to do today if he wants to race for a championship. Basically 69 points out, he's going to have to win to get the thoughts of Brandon Jones. Here's our Chris Wilner from Carmel, Indiana.
That's right, Alex, 14th in points, 69 points, but Brandon Jones, you've got a top 10 starting spot. What is it about Michigan? You've got, I believe, four straight top 10s here. We're coming down the stretch when you look at the playoff picture. Is this one of those racetracks you guys had circled that, hey, maybe today could be our day?
Yeah, well, we took 3 weeks off, and we showed back up at the racetrack with speed as fast as Xfinity Internet is. So very happy with that, man. I mean, that's a testament to how much time we put in. There's two ways you can take off weekends, right? You can go and go to the beach and sit around and not do nothing, or you can continue to kind of study and try to figure out, okay, our first half of the season, it's going well, but we're not finishing where we need to be. So how can we begin to do that? And we just continued to put in some work, man. I went and ran some late model races over the off weekends. That's not going to help you at Michigan, but that's going to keep you in the mindset of racing, right? Like all the little things, the restarts, the passing. So that was fun to be able to go do a little bit of that. And then we did at least have 1 week where we took some vacation time. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this race, man. This is going to be very different than anything that we've had here at Michigan. 2018, I guess you could kind of compare to, but still going to be very different. But I was really happy with the speed our Menard Chevrolet had yesterday in practice. We got in some traffic scenarios. We got some single car scenarios. So I got a good feel of kind of what this race is going to look like today. I think you're going to see maybe some side-by-side racing. You know, I'd love to see maybe the resin comes in, maybe two grooves come in. So that'll all be good. But I like where I'm starting. You know, I think having track positions is going to be the key today.
I know yesterday in practice you guys ran on a relatively green racetrack. We just had rain just now. So how critical was yesterday's session? Even with some of the traffic, you said it looked like we were racing for a championship yesterday afternoon with all the cars out there duking it out.
It was getting close a couple times. You definitely had to be smart. I wasn't pushing to my 100% potential in those big moments, you know. But I just wanted to, I had a checklist, right? I wanted to see what it would do in traffic and how far you had to be offset to the left or right to make good balance out of the car. So we just had a list of things this week that we've been talking about and working through that we wanted to check and make sure that we knew, you know, what to expect when the green flag drops. And I think exactly we did that yesterday. So we'll see. Indy is the package I'm kind of comparing to this week. And it was interesting. Practice, we were looser in traffic. And then in the race, we ended up getting tighter for some reason. So I'm expecting maybe similar comments today. We were loose in practice as well yesterday. So maybe it'll flip-flop and turn around is like we did in Indy.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch. Brandon Jones going to start sixth today for Junior Motorsports. And like you guys mentioned, looking for that pivotal win to get himself punched into the playoffs.
27-year-old driver from Atlanta, Georgia, a five-time winner at this level. Now let's talk to another 27-year-old driver that is starting 10th. And Steve Post, I believe he is making his last Xfinity Series start of the season.
Yeah, last start for Joe Gibbs. It's been a great year for John Hunter Nemechek. Two wins. He won at Las Vegas and at Nashville. Defending race winner. So a lot of accolades there. Your final ride in this Toyota this season, John Hunter. Just in general, how do you feel as you get ready to climb aboard this Toyota here today?
I felt really good yesterday. Our Pye Barker Toyota GR Supra was really good in race trim. We were able to make passes, able to run in the front of the pack, mid-pack, and in the back of the pack, and still try and work our way towards the front. So I think this 20 group has brought a really great Toyota GR Supra from Joe Gibbs Racing, and excited to go wheel it today. Like you said, it's my last start in this car this year, and it's definitely a sad one, but knowing what we have, hopefully we can go out here and get one last win for this year and make it three total for the year.
What's your expectation? What are our listeners going to hear our guys talking about? What's this race going to look like?
I think they have as good of an idea as I do right now. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I do think it's going to be a little bit of pack racing. I don't think it'll single out and go single file too much today. I think that we should be able to run too wide for a decent amount of time. It's definitely going to be hard to run too wide, but I think that it's going to produce some good racing. So hopefully we can be the one car that shines and can break away from the pack, but going to be hard to do with how much run throttle time there is so far.
Well, we'll see what happens. Should be fun. I mentioned our guys, Mike Bagley and Dave Moody, love pack racing, so they're going to be looking forward to it. John Hunter Nemechek rolls off in the 10th spot, and it'll be fun to see if he goes back-to-back here at Michigan this afternoon.
Yeah, and he's going to have to pass 9 different drivers if he wants to get back to the top of the leaderboard, where he's spent an awful lot of time this season.
What gives Cabo Wabo its full flavor? 100% Blue Weber Agave. And as the official tequila partner of NASCAR, it's only fitting that Cabo Wabo brings its bold taste to the Michigan International Speedway for the Cabo Wabo 250.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series in action at Michigan International Speedway.
Get the boldest cocktails and experience quality tequila made with 100% Blue Weber Agave. Try a Cabo Wabo smoke show or Cabo Rita cocktail with friends while you're there.
Deep in the heart of racing country lies a track too tough to take. The perfect setting for the late-season drama of the Southern 500.
Outside lane gets the launch.
One last chance to make a playoff push. Yeah! One last chance to catch regular season racing.
All clear. All clear.
One last chance to plan a Labor Day weekend worth bragging about.
Southern 500, baby.
NASCAR weekend at Darlington Raceway, August 31st and September 1st. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com.
We'll hear from some more drivers in just a moment. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
We welcome you back to Michigan International Speedway. Overcast skies. Track just about completely dry. They're buttoning up just a little bit over in turn number 4 and a couple of other jet dryers over in turn number 2. Gives us a golden opportunity to spend some more time with some of the competitors in today's race. Starting with Sam Mayer, and he's alongside Steve Post. I'm sorry, he's with Chris Wilner.
And Alex, I'm standing here with our fourth place starter, Cole Custer. And Cole, obviously big news on the team front for next year. But let's talk about your hot rod starting in the fourth position. What did you learn yesterday? All that pack racing and traffic, but obviously conditions a little bit different than we saw yesterday afternoon.
Well, I think you're definitely have a lot of chaos, you know, at least for the first, you know, 10 to 15 laps of a run. It's going to be a big pack. I think a lot of big runs. So it'll be interesting to see who has the handling and who has the speed. And I hope that we have both with our Autodesk Ford Mustang. But it's a big race for Ford here. It's in their backyard, so we want to go and win for the Blue Oval. But it's going to be an interesting day. A lot of learning to see how this package races here and how we can adapt to it.
It's one of those things. We had 3 weeks off to come out of the break swinging. Obviously, SHR has done that going into the break with 2 straight wins. You feel like you guys can keep that momentum going here with the speed both you and Riley have had?
For sure. I mean, I think you look at our speed today. We're second and fourth, and I think we're peaking at the right time right now is the biggest thing. So I think if we can go into the playoffs, and I think we have a great shot at really advancing and having a strong playoff. So we just got to keep consistent and do what we do.
And now you're also balancing the juggling act of being a new dad. How is Callahan Carey at home, and what's it been like over the last couple weeks now that we get back to racing being a dad?
It's been awesome. I mean, having him over the break, we timed it perfect, luckily. But my wife, Carrie, she's been a hero through the whole thing. And it's been awesome to have him at home and get to enjoy him for a couple weeks. So we're going to see what we got today and hopefully bring home a trophy.
All right, that's Cole Custer, guys. New dad's going to start fourth here this afternoon.
If you're just joining us, we are in just a little bit of a weather delay as we work to dry this two-mile racetrack. Pit road is dry. All the attention right now is on the racing surface, and that's getting buttoned up in a hurry. Also gives us time, postman, to spend time with the drivers. You talked to a driver in Sheldon Creed a few moments ago and shared some breaking news, and now you can share even more. Postman?
Yeah, indeed. Earlier today, Sam Mayer, they brought him in the media center and introduced him, the Haas Factory team. Want to talk about today's race, but before we do that, next year, the opportunity that you have next year teaming up, Sheldon Creed going to be your teammate. It's at Haas. Just your thoughts as you have that buttoned up and ready to go for next season.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a really good opportunity for myself to continue to develop and become a better race car driver, but I mean, as we all know, we got 12, 13 weeks left this year to go out there and win races and a championship for JRM. So that's the focus right now, and it starts this weekend here in Michigan.
You mentioned that Junior Motorsports has been so critical to you. It's been the only place you've been in your professional career here. What would it mean, and what do you guys need to do? You have two wins this season, so you know how to win races. What do you need to do to have that walk-off and leave the place in championship form?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. Marty and all the guys on this one team, they've been bringing cars as fast as Xfinity Internet each and every week. So they got to keep doing what they're doing. I just got to button some stuff up on my end. But, I mean, that's all part of developing and learning. But at the end of the day, we have two wins this year already, and we plan to get plenty more in Phoenix at the end of the year as well.
What's this race going to look like?
I have no idea. That's a fantastic question. I mean, we were watching practice yesterday. We had group practice, so I was able to watch the second group, and they were getting pretty dicey in practice. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can do here during the race when it actually matters. So hopefully we can kind of move around a little bit and make some passes, but maybe we'll be kind of making a train around the top and just trying to get this thing done before the rain comes, you know?
Let's see what happens. Have fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There we go. Sam Mayer. Really, really cool stuff, guys. His future is charted out in the next 13 weeks. He's going to be running for a championship here for Junior Motorsports.
He is, and he's a talented race car driver, is Sam Mayer. His name was coming up a lot in a lot of different opportunities, not just in the Xfinity Series, but in the NASCAR Cup Series as well, and he obviously has landed in a great spot again if you're just joining us. Breaking news this morning at the NASCAR Xfinity Series Haas Factory team, Sam Mayer and Sheldon Creed will be driving the two cars there for the Haas Factory team.
So, good news for those two drivers as we get ready to race here at Michigan. Let's get you back downstairs. And Chris, I see a umbrella or two. What's the update from pit road?
Yeah, unfortunately, more and more starting to unfurl here on pit road as it's still kind of sunny out, but the looming cloud just south of the racetrack has brought a little bit of precipitation. I'm walking down pit road actually with Jesse Love, who's going to start inside the top 10 today. And Jesse, we talk about in your rookie season, new experiences every single racetrack we go to. What has been the challenging aspect of Michigan, such a high-speed, wide racetrack?
Yeah, I think it's one of my better places. I always like the tracks that are fast, and you got to have a lot of yaw moment and get the thing going in the right direction. So, and keep the pedal down, right? So it's what I enjoy to do, and as the flyover goes over us. But no, looking forward to it, and obviously a bummer with the rain, but it's obviously going to clear up later. So I know we're going to be able to race today. That feels good, but I feel like we got a good car. There's a balance with how trimmed out you are and how much downforce you have, and I really think we hit the nail on the head with what we got going on. We're not super one way, we're not super the other way, and our motor makes up for a lot of it.
Obviously, RCR was in the news after last week, and you get impacted a little bit with Brett Griffin, now your spotter instead of Brandon Benesch. How is that relationship? I know you've kind of known him a little bit in the past, but how does that relationship work as you get set to go today?
Yeah, obviously, it's definitely frustrating, and as a company, we disagree with it, and wish them the best in their appeal process. And Austin ran a great race last weekend. They brought the best car to the racetrack, so it was a really cool feeling to see how much speed our Cup cars have, and obviously looking forward to go today with Brett in the spotter stand. Hopefully, obviously, Brandon's watching back home. I'm looking forward to having him back as soon as we can, and I know Brett pretty well, so it's good to have that camaraderie up in the spotter stand, and I know what he's going to say, and I feel like he knows what I need inside the car, so that's always a plus if unfortunately the situation is what it is, but at the same time I think we lucked out with a great spotter.
Finally, obviously, collecting checkered flags is the name of the game, but what is your big focus these final six races before you get to go playoff racing for the first time?
Yeah, I think our playoff starts right now. That's kind of our motto right now is we need to be in championship form right now, and we have all the pieces looking at our season, and we know what we need to do, and that's kind of just will it to happen. And I think when we do that, we're going to be in championship form. So that's kind of my thought process. I think we have all the pieces necessary. And right now, we're going to go start putting those together and see what comes of it. So I feel really good about our situation moving forward and our playoff start today.
All right, that's a lot of confidence. Jesse Love going to start ninth today. He and crew chief Danny Stockman ready to go tackle Michigan whenever that may be.
Yeah, they're going to try to find that magic that they had in the previous nine races before these last 11 that they've done. Over the last 11 races compared to the first nine, their average finish is seven positions worse, and they've led almost 100 laps fewer. They haven't set on a pole yet in the last 11, and they haven't won a race since the first nine races either. Jesse Love and that team trying to turn things around.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
We welcome you back to Michigan as the brief sprinkle that came overhead has since left the racetrack, but looks like the majority of the racetrack is still dry, just a spot or two in turns three and four where the majority of that sprinkle came through. They're going to have to take care of that. Gives us a chance to go back to pit lane to Chris Wilner.
And standing here with A.J. Allmendinger, who had the umbrella to protect that immaculate hair, but we took it off because it's stopped for the moment. So how's it going? How's your 3 weeks?
Why'd you guys make me come back? This was like I was having a good time. Although I did learn, you don't take vacations with children now. You just take trips. So that was more stressful with Mr. Arrow James. But it was a good break, but definitely ready to get back to it.
And you made some news this week as well. Going to return to the Cup side for College Racing next year. What went into that decision after kind of seeing how this year went and maybe the future of what you wanted to do?
Well, I mean, it was I've always first and foremost said that I'm going to do whatever Matt Colleg and Chris Rice want me to do. You know, I going into this year, I would have preferred to stay in the Cup Series, keep trying to build the program. But what's great is the confidence that Matt and Chris and all the men and women at Colleg Racing have in me to try to help build the program, you know, maybe fix it, whatever kind of adjective you want to use. But, you know, at the end of the day, get back the Xfinity Series, try to make these cars as competitive as possible. I think we're getting there. I wish the way our seasons went, it would have been better, but we got plenty of time still, and This Campers NRV Chevy has got some good speed in it. Lots of some fun today.
What do you expect today? We saw yesterday, and I was talking to some of the drivers too, just how incredible the pack racing was and in the draft. I mean, how surprising was some of that with this package that we have here at Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be chaos, honestly. What NASCAR has wanted with this package is to group us all up. You know, I mean, believe me, I wish we were still hauling it off about 195 in the Xfinity's cars into turn one, but that's not the package we got. It's going to be pack racing. It's easy to get stalled out, so when you make a move, you got to be aggressive to try to clear them, especially if you're on the inside, because you get hung up down the straightaway and lose a lot of positions. Track position is going to be critical, and as always, as we see in this series, or really any NASCAR series, the fact that late race restarts is going to be all take and no give.
All right, well, he starts 13th, and hey, I've got some hair gel back in my bag if you need some, just to touch up.
Oh, really? Is that from Striegel? Is Striegel up there? I know he's up there in the warm, cozy booth up there, you know, living large. So this is perfect gel to hair ratio. I'm good to go.
All right, perfect. That's AJ Allmendinger, guys. Getting ready to roll, and your 2021 winner is looking to get another win here at Michigan.
I need no hair gel at all, Chris, and you can let him know that. AJ has made 22 starts at the cup level here. He'll make start number 23 next year when they come back, and he'll be behind the wheel of a NASCAR Cup Series. He's got two starts at this level, and he went to Victory Lane here in 2021. Parker Kligerman, postman, let's talk to a driver that's going to have some work to do. We'll talk to Parker here in a matter of a few moments. Why don't we spend some time and visit with another driver making some news this weekend?
Yes, indeed. Riley Herbst here, getting ready to climb aboard, qualified in the second spot. Riley, it's always cool to win a race, and maybe even cool to win a race and have a week off after it. You won a race and had a month-long vacation after it. That's got to be really, really neat. How good were you in your last race? Well, you were pretty good here in the Xfinity Series. What was that like to come off from that win at Indy into the break?
Yeah, it was awesome just to get that win at a super historic track and to do it in a really cool fashion, right, with a three-way battle for the lead on the last lap. That's always fun to be a part of, and luckily we're on the good side of it. But I think we have another really fast Monster Energy car here today at Michigan, and hopefully we can keep it out front. Hopefully the rain stays away, and that'd be kind of cool to go back-to-back.
The rules package is the same. The track is very different, Michigan to Indianapolis. What's your expectation as to what these cars are going to do here today on this sweeping two-mile racetrack?
I think you're going to see very similar, closer to Atlanta than you are going to be closer to Indy. I just feel like the package is going to be similar to Atlanta, where it's a little bit single file pack racing, and it's going to be, you have to have a really good run to pass people, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be like a slower chess match of Talladega and Daytona, so I'm excited for it. It should put on a good race, and hopefully we can keep it up front.
It will put on a good race, and we'll see what happens. He starts in position number two. That's Riley Herbst. Four starts here at Michigan. Three of those have resulted in top 10 finishes.
Parker Kligerman is a driver still searching for his first career Xfinity Series win. He's finished in every position that is available except for position number one. Could today be the day? Chris Wilner is with him.
Well, you certainly hope so, Alex, but he's going to have to start from 22nd. So, Parker, what did you learn yesterday about passing cars that's going to help you here this afternoon?
Yeah, you know, I was just talking about that. I don't know if I learned a lot at all because it was really hard to generate a run. I think the weather conditions are so different. That's going to change things here. I think we're, you know, stage one's going to be a big learning curve, like for all of us to figure out what creates a run, you know, how do you keep a run going, you know, how much help do you need, who can you work with? I think that's all going to be up for grabs here in the first stage because we just don't know, and it was really interesting in practice because this is like a truck without any grip. So, like, you've got to be in the throttle, you've got to keep it, you know, as much throttle as you can, keep the min speed up, but at the same time, the car's moving around, it's edgy, the air gets really affected and really makes it difficult, so there's nothing easy about this, and we're going to have to learn the whole time.
46 to the good with six races to go. Where are you guys at in terms of looking forward to these final six races and putting yourself in position to lock in?
I think we're in a really good points position. I think, you know, we just will be focused on points for sure in terms of getting stage points, protect a little bit. But I think the next six tracks are great tracks for us, so we have opportunities to win any one of these. And I think today could be an opportunity. So, you know, we'll, if that opportunity presents itself, we're going to go for it. But I think our focus is points, and if we can pad that. I was just saying, you know, if I didn't spin out at Charlotte, I'd be in a really good position right now. So that's on me, but I don't think it will be our death. You know, it won't hold us back. We can still fight back from this. And, you know, I think we're as a team, we're performing way better than we were this time last year. All our metrics are up. there's no reason to believe that we can't stay where we are or lock ourselves in with a win. That would be wonderful.
All right, it's going to be fun to watch. Parker Kligerman from 22nd today, guys, could be a factor here as the race goes on.
Absolutely, Chris. Certainly going to keep an eye on Parker and everybody else. When we go under the green flag, 90% of this track is completely dry. All the attention now is based on that passing shower a few moments ago that went directly over turn number 4. Drying continues up there.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What gives Cabo Wabo its full flavor? 100% Blue Weber Agave. And as the official tequila partner of NASCAR, it's only fitting that Cabo Wabo brings its bold taste to the Michigan International Speedway for the Cabo Wabo 250.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series in action at Michigan International Speedway.
Get the boldest cocktails and experience quality tequila made with 100% Blue Weber Agave. Try a Cabo Wabo smoke show or Cabo Rita cocktail with friends while you're there.
Quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk to a driver that is making his debut here at this racetrack. We'll do that next from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Track drying continues up in turn number 4, giving us more time to spend with the drivers. And our next driver that we're going to talk to is a 21-year-old driver who is making just his 7th career start. In the prior 6, 3 of those have ended up as top 5 finishes. For Carson Quappel, who is making his debut here at Michigan International Speedway.
Jeff, it's amazing to be batting 500 on top 5 finishes, but that's what Carson Quappel is doing here. The Junior Motorsports car, number 88 emblazoned on the side. The last race was Indianapolis, and it was a 10th place run, so nothing bad there. But Carson, as you look at this racetrack and this race, what types of things did you work on in practice? What types of things did you learn about this racetrack?
Yeah, in practice, we really focused on obviously getting some single car laps in and getting a good feel for what car we had, but at the same time, we know we're going to be in traffic. We know we're not going to be up in the lead all day, I guess you could say. And hopefully we are, but where we're starting and where we thought we were going to be kind of put us to where we wanted to get in some traffic and get a feel for how the car is going to react in traffic. And I'm glad we did. I felt like we learned a lot. And by ourselves, we were pretty good. One of the better cars, I'd say. But once we got in traffic, we were struggling a little bit with some rear security. And overnight here, we got it tightened up, and I think we got a good one for today.
You and I were chatting down here, and you talked about how you're going to just sneak up on the aggressiveness with this thing and do that, and you talked about being patient. How tough is it to be patient as a limited-time driver? Although you do have a really solid relationship with Junior Motorsports, how do you balance the aggressive, patient nature when you come to a track like this, learning and having all your competitors that are likely going to be nearby?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, limited opportunities this 88 group gets with me. Obviously, you got to go out there and make yourself look good, but you can't overdo it by any means. And
that's really, I guess, what we focused on all year is just finishing all the races, getting as much experience as we can. And I feel like today is a race where we can run really good, and I feel like we have the group and the car behind us to be able to do that.
I believe that as well. That is Carson Quaffle going to roll off in position number 8 here this afternoon. Two more starts slated at this point for the balance of this season. He'll be in this car again at Darlington and the Super Speedway down at Talladega.
From Carson Quaffle and his maiden voyage here at Michigan to a driver by the name of Chandler Smith, who's a 2-time winner this year. He won earlier at Phoenix and at Richmond, making his second Xfinity Series start here at Michigan. Chris Wilner.
And he starts in the 5th position. He's got son Chandler Jr. behind the wheel right now. I don't know. What do you think, Chandler Smith? He looks pretty good behind the wheel.
Yeah. We got a few years until he can get started, but he definitely shows some interest, and if he wants to, we'll get him going when the time's right.
How do we turn things around? Obviously, the last couple weeks before the break weren't up to your guys' standards, but looking forward to kind of this stretch run before playoff racing starts, what are some of the areas of focus you guys have?
Just get back to where we've been running, where we're supposed to be running up front, contending for wins at every single race, executing on and off pit road and on the racetrack, making smart decisions. And today would be a great day to go and turn that around. Our number 81 QuickTie product, Toyota GR Supra, as fast as Xfinity Internet. And I think we'll have a shot at it today if we just are around at the end.
Yeah, some teammates up front as well. How critical is that going to be? Obviously, Joe Gibbs Racing has been so good at this racetrack the last couple of years. So having the speed out of all your cars, does that show some promise here for late in the race?
Yeah, sure, for sure. But it's such a long race, and there's going to be a lot of determining factors of, you know, being there at the end and still, you know, having all the fenders on it, not having aero damage. It's going to be a big deal today because we're on a restrictor plate. So just got to execute.
All right, execute's the name of the game. That's Chandler Smith. Guy's going to roll off in the 5th position.
We are 2.5 minutes away from pre-race ceremonies, down to a driver that would love to do something he's never done here before, Postman, and that is to take his car to victory lane.
That is Justin Allgaier. He starts 16th, but I just love pre-race. There's a young race fan down here who's decked out in Brandt gear and Justin Allgaier t-shirts, and he just got his picture made with his favorite driver down here. Justin, we'll talk a little bit about Michigan, but what's this like, just to have little kids decked out in your gear come up and be able to get pictures made and make a special memory with them?
Well, it's always special. I mean, that's what I love about this sport. That's what got me into this sport whenever I was a young person just like he is. That one's actually a really cool story as well. So he's family to a teacher that Ashley had in high school and somebody that really cultivated kind of my wife's trajectory in life. And we've stayed in contact with him, and they live up here now. And so when you have those relationships and people, it just really is special. And I've been coming to Michigan for a long time, and the fans here truly are special. And it's, you know, from a manufacturer's point, this is a really important race for all of us. We're starting a little farther back than we wanted to in our Hellman's, with the Mayo missile, we keep calling it. But I feel really good about today's race and looking forward to having a lot of fun this afternoon.
What would it mean? You talk about coming here a long time. What would it mean to get that first win at this racetrack?
I've been really close many times. Should have gotten one here last year, and unfortunately got spun out on pit road. You know, different package this year. We definitely aren't as fast as Xfinity Internet as a group, but I feel like if you look at our car, it's been really fast in the draft. You know, that's what we're kind of focused on today is how do we make the car not only have speed, but make it last throughout the course of a run. I think you're going to see a lot of comers and goers. I think, you know, just because you have speed at the beginning of a run is really going to be hard to kind of keep that throughout the course of a run. So we'll see what happens, but I'm proud of the team, proud of the effort, proud of everybody in this Hellman's Camaro, and we're going to go have at it.
They will go have at it. That's Justin Allgaier.
He is a talented driver, been in this sport a long, long time. He's tied for 10th on the all-time win list for the Xfinity Series.
They are carrying the grocery giant Meijer on the hood of Justin Allgaier's car. Now trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
Please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the University of Michigan Air Force ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from St. Francis DeSales High School, Father Jeff Rose.
Almighty God, as we gather here at Michigan International Speedway for another beautiful race day, our prayers are simple. We ask for just enough good weather to get this race in and keep our drivers and teams safe as they compete for us today. We ask all these things with great faith, hope, and love. Amen.
Here to perform the Canadian anthem and Star Spangled Banner, please welcome Michigan International Speedway's own Lisa Bascom.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Pre-race ceremonies wrapping up. The NASCAR Xfinity Series coming up next.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. It smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak. The command to fire engines and the starting lineup and eventually the green flag all coming up shortly. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Yeah.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal. Pro boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Cabo Wabo 250 from Michigan International Speedway. Brought to you by Cabo Wabo. Cabo Wabo is bringing bold taste to Michigan International Speedway. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with Geico. By Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. By Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
And we welcome you back as we're getting set to get things going here for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The Cabo Wabo Tequila 250. Drivers are inside their race cars. Helmets going on, seatbelts getting cinched up, and we're getting closer and closer.
38 drivers and race teams getting ready to go. Again, it'll be 125 laps, 250 miles. Stage one, and Todd, let's talk about that. Stage one done at lap number 30. Stage two done at lap 60. How does that play out?
Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty straightforward for these guys. I think they'll come to pit road stage one, stage two. The only piece that I could see, if somebody was buried back in the field and felt like they would be good if they got track position, maybe a two-tire call and fuel might get you from stage one to stage two.
Right now, a little sunshine beginning to break through some of the overcast clouds here. That is a much welcomed thing here after what we've been battling all day. A little rain here, then a break in the rain, a little more. It's just been that kind of day here on Saturday.
All day or all weekend so far?
Yeah, all weekend.
A little bit all weekend. We do certainly have some rain in and around the area, but right now it is dry and we are ready to go. Again, 38 race teams. Ready to light the wick. So let's take you downstairs right now for the command.
Michigan International Speedway, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Michigan Medical Director, Dr. John Mano.
Drivers, start your engines.
And with that, the engines come to life. The Hooligan flight team makes another pass overhead yet again here at Michigan. The NASCAR Xfinity Series Cabo Wabo Tequila 250 is next.
What gives Cabo Wabo its full flavor? 100% Blue Weber Agave. And as the official tequila partner of NASCAR, it's only fitting that Cabo Wabo brings its bold taste to the Michigan International Speedway for the Cabo Wabo 250.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series in action at Michigan International Speedway.
Get the boldest cocktails and experience quality tequila made with 100% Blue Weber Agave. Try a Cabo Wabo smoke show or Cabo Rita cocktail with friends while you're there.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires and over racing fuel. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500. I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Rolling off 38th is Joey Gase. Starting 37th is Ryan Ellis. Brennan Poole start 36th. You've got Logan Bearden starting 35th. 34th, Josh Balicki. Leland Honeyman starts 33rd. Patrick Emmerling 32nd. And Matt DiBenedetto 31st.
Blaine Perkins 30th. 29th will be Josh Williams starting 28th. Kyle Weatherman. Kyle Sieg will start 27th. Parker Retzloff will go from 26th. Cesar Vaccarella will start 25th. Daniel Dye's in the field. He'll start 24th, starting 23rd. Shane Van Gisbergen, starting 22nd. We talked to him on the grid. Parker Kligerman and Jeremy Clements, ready to go from 21st.
Qualifying yesterday, starting 20th, is Austin Hill. Anthony Alfredo goes 19th. Jeb Burton starts 18th, and Jeffrey Earnhardt 17th. Justin Allgaier will go from 16th, Lawless Allen 15th, Sammy Smith qualified 14th, 13th starter is A.J. Allmendinger, Noah Gregson will start 12th, and Sam Mayer 11th.
And now your top 10 starters, starting 10th, John Hunter Nemechek, Jesse Love will start 9th, 8th will be Carson Quapel, Ryan Sieg will start 7th, 6th, Brandon Jones, 5th, Chandler Smith, starting 4th, Cole Custer, Taylor Gray will start 3rd. The front row starting 2nd, Riley Herbst. And on the pole, leading the field of the green flag, it will be Sheldon Creed. He cut a lap earlier yesterday in qualifying, 171.645 miles an hour.
Michigan International Speedway, a D-shaped oval, the bowed out part of it here on the front side. This part brings a lot of speed as they funnel off into turn number one, so why don't we take you for a full lap around the racetrack. Covering things for us over in turns one and two from Barrie, Vermont, is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Alex Hayden. Good afternoon once again, everybody, from turns one and two here at Michigan International Speedway. Banked to full 18 degrees, wide enough to run three or four, or maybe if they're really determined, even five wide at this end of the racetrack. We don't really know how much of the available acreage will actually be used, at least in the early going. Early on, we expect the bottom two lanes to predominate. As the afternoon goes on, if history is any judge, the groove will continue to expand upward until they get almost all the way up to the safer barrier at the outside of the racetrack. As they exit to turn number two, that banking pulls away very quickly to just 5 degrees. We've seen a lot of action here over the years as they spill out onto the back straightaway here at Michigan and come to the attention of Milford, Delaware's Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Dave, and good afternoon, everyone. Corners are banked 18 degrees, and in chatting with the drivers in the garage this morning, they say that turn three and four, the most important end of the racetrack, I should say, here at MIS, because once you send it off into turn number three, you are turning all the way through three and four and carrying a lot of momentum down the front straightaway back into turn number one. You've got racetrack room enough to work. The question will be, how much of it will be available at the dropping of the green flag? There'll be a lot of searching for lanes at this end of the racetrack. It's a blast to cover the NASCAR Xfinity Series here in the Irish Hills, and we're positioned on a platform midway between turns three and four this afternoon to do exactly that.
Dave Moody outside turn two, Mike Bagley outside turn number three, and now one more visit to pit road prior to the green flag, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. We'll start with Steve Post.
Patrick Emmerling starts 32nd here today, and Patrick Emmerling runs pretty much most of the races here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The races he doesn't run here, it's because he's gone NASCAR wheel and modified racing. Yes, his priority this year is the modifieds. His secondary gig is the Xfinity Series, and that modified gig paid off well. On Wednesday night, he picked up his fifth career win up at Thompson Speedway, and it was his first win since back in 2021. So it's been a long dry spell for Patrick Emmerling, but he rolled a victory on Wednesday night up at Thompson, and going to start 32nd, has some work to do here today, but a good week already for Patrick Emmerling. Chris Wilner?
Well, Steve, there's several young talents in the field today. We've heard from Carson Quapel, but for 19-year-old Taylor Gray, this is an opportunity to capitalize on the recent Joe Gibbs Racing success here at Michigan, the winners of the last two events. The 19-year-old making his ninth career start. He's already shown he's capable of running at the front, almost won his first straight out in the spring at Richmond, finishing third. Now, the Craftsman Truck Series regular, who is playoff driven this year, is the latest in the line of Toyota Racing development drivers getting added races at the next level and putting the results to show for it. Today, though, he told me one of his biggest challenges to date. He told me that the fifth place run at Pocono was certainly a help, but right now, focusing on learning the aero precision he needs to work his way around this 2-mile oval, especially in traffic, will be the key.